Hello everyone, we are on Radio Pulsar and welcome to our first podcast on DigiCast, your meeting place with digital trends and issues. Today with Emma, we are going to talk about a subject. It is crucial and inspiring, the place of women in digital technology, a sector in constant evolution where innovation and diversity are at the heart of discussions. But how does female participation really take shape in this universe? This is what we are going to discover together.
And yes, Louis, to start, let's take a little step back in time. Did you know that women played a pioneering role in the development of computer science? Iconic figures like Ada Lovelace, considered the first computer programmer, or Grace Hopper, inventor of the first computer, have left their mark on history. Despite these promising beginnings, female representation in digital appears to have declined over the decades. To talk about this subject, we have four students. They are going to share their experience and feelings.
Welcome, Justine. You're going to talk about your vision on women on social media in your job.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me in DigiCast.
And next, we will listen to Constance and her point of view on pop culture, especially in TV, show and film.
Hello everyone, I'm so happy to be here having the opportunity to talk about my passion with you. I'm a huge fan of pop culture, but mostly about movies and series. I watch at least like 5 movies a week. I'm going to talk about the place of women in the streaming platform. It's gonna be so cool.
Then we are listening to Clara. She always listens to podcasts. She will present a column on women on podcasts.
Hello everyone, thank you for having me on DigiCast. As Emma said, I will talk about women in podcasts. I'm a student at the University of Poitiers and currently writing a memoir about women in podcasting. It's a real pleasure to be here to share my knowledge with you today.
Thanks Clara. Remy will tell you about Twitch and YouTube, principally about video games and their representation in social media.
Hello everyone, I'm so excited to be here with you today on Radio Pulsar.
Faced with this observation, numerous initiatives are emerging to encourage the presence of women in digital technology. Associations, dedicated training and mentoring. The goal? Break the glass ceiling and promote greater equality and opportunity.
But then, what are the prospects for the future? How can we make the digital sector more inclusive and better reflect the diversity of our societies? Let's talk about this topic. Before we start, let's ask a young student what he thinks about the place of the woman in video games and on Twitch.
As far as I can remember, I really don't think there was a hit game that involves a woman as a main character. For example, in the Mario franchise, we see a man that needs to save a princess. It's the same for a lot of games in this period of time. The same for the Zelda franchise, for example. And the very first games that came to my mind where we saw a woman as a main character is Tomb Raider with Lara Croft. But I think that even for this one, the developer of the game said that they overly sexualized her for the male audience. But I think that nowadays it's way more easier to find great games with a woman as main character. For example, games like Horizon, The Last of Us, Metroid, even the latest Tomb Raider were successful in the critic and in sales. And we can compare this to the streaming on internet, for example, on Twitch. At the beginning of the platform, we only saw men who live stream their games. And now we see way more women coming to the platform and producing great content for the people watching.
So Remy, what do you think about that?
Indeed, the history of video games and the real of online streaming have both witnessed significant transformations, mirroring change in society and technological advancement. This shift have affected the inclusion of female characters and content creators within these domains. To build on Theo's point, video games have historically centered around male protagonists aligning with the cultural norms and expectations of their times. For example, Mario games, as you mentioned, traditionally revolved around saving Princess Peach. This narrative persists until very recently when Peach became a playable main character from the start of the game, like Mario Wonder, on equal footing with Mario or Luigi, as an example. Continuing this trend, Nintendo released a new Switch game 2 weeks ago titled Princess Peach Showtime, focusing solely on Peach. She is no longer just a damsel in distress, but now has her own stories and scenario. However, Nintendo is not the only publisher to feature the women on the main character. Numerous other games have done so, including well-known titles like The Last of Us with Ellie or Tomb Raider. While it's true that many games still oversee sexualized female characters, such as Bayonetta on Switch, or more recently Stellar Blade on PS5, which sparked controversy over provocative outfit landscape is changing. In conclusion, regarding video games, it's clear that attitudes have shifted, with women being more prominently featured both in the game and the industry at large. To share more statistics, as of 2024, women only make up 24% of the workforce in development studios worldwide, which is quite low. However, it represents a positive trend compared to 5 years ago when they accounted just for 13% of the workforce. There is a growing number of women designing characters, stories, and gameplay, leading to change that attract more female players. Moving on to Twitch now, and specifically on women on Twitch. Theo is correct in stating that they are increasingly numerous each year. However, a major issue for female streamers is the sexism and the misogynistic comments, which are rampant on Twitch. Harassment is also a widespread problem, almost universally affecting women streamers, especially those who specialize in video games. In an attempt to address this, Twitch implemented numerous measures that last year to combat the harassment faced by streamers. The rising presence of women on Twitch not only reflects the diversification of the video gaming audience, but also fosters greater acceptance and recognition of women's contribution in this space. The evolution of the women's representation in video games and on platforms like Twitch signifies broader cultural and technology shifts. As the industry matures, there is an increasing demand for more authentic female characters and diverse representation among streamers. The signal is a promising future for inclusivity and diversity in gaming and beyond.
Thank you, Remy, for this review. It was very, very interesting to get feedback from students.
Then, Clara, what about you?
As I was saying during the introduction, I am currently working on podcast. Podcasting has become increasingly popular as a simple and cost-effective method for sharing information. Podcasting has become a cultural phenomenon, offering a platform for individuals to share their narratives, perspectives, and expertise. Today, it is estimated that around 5-8 million of French people listen to native podcasts at least once a week. That's huge! And among these people, more than half of them are women. And in this field, women are more than just listeners. In this bustling auditory landscape, women have emerged as influential storytellers, conversation starters, and leaders. Women, in particular, have seized this opportunity, breaking stereotypes and challenging norms with every word spoken. What's particularly inspiring is the way women are using podcasting as a tool for empowerment and advocacy. Whether it's discussing issues like gender equality, mental health, or social justice, podcasts have become a platform for marginalized voices to be heard and for important conversations to take place. Podcasting, with its intimate nature, offers a unique platform for individuals to share their truths. The rise of women-hosted interview podcasts where insightful conversations unfold, providing a window into the lives and experiences of diverse guests. Women in podcasting often face hurdles related to visibility, recognition, and equal representation. It is essential that we continue to support and uplift women in this space, ensuring that their voices are heard and their contributions are celebrated. If you want to support women and try podcasting, I can recommend a few. For example, Le Cœur sur la Table, hosted by Victoire Tuaillon, or La Poudre, hosted by Lauren Bastide. As we navigate the ever-evolving landscape of podcasting, let's celebrate the women who are breaking boundaries, challenging norms, and reshaping the way we listen and learn. Their influence is undeniable, their stories are powerful, and their voices are here. to stay.
Thank you, Clara. The vision of the formal podcast is very little promoted, and it's very interesting to get some grounded feedback. Before moving on to Justin Colum, let's have a musical moment.
Hey-ho, they're crying a lie. All they do is give it a shot. No, no. Hey-ho, they're crying a lie. All they do is give it a shot. Hey-ho, they're crying a lie. All they do is give it a shot. No, no. Hey-ho, they're crying a lie. All they do is give it a shot.
Les écouteurs dans les oreilles, les oreilles dans le casque. Ma ville, mon deux roues et puis l'instru qui passe. Elle me donne envie de chanter comme eux des mots. En or, micro, le cul posé sur un énorme vélo. Je comprends pas toujours bien ce qui se dit, alors je crie. Parce que j'entends pas bien aussi, je dis. Smoke the whistle, step up that trope. The train shop, the castle and tilt. Stock up, suck up up the rustle. Hope and a chain shop, innocent crop and a safe cup couple. I do it on my chains, can't track. Pow, wooing, schooling, singing and dying trap. Hold up the bro, singing it up the smarty. Oh, you stop when you stop singing, motherfucking hey ho.
Hey-ho, they're crying a lie. All they do is give it a shot. No, no. Hey-ho, they're crying a lie. All they do is give it a shot. Hey-ho, they're crying a lie. All they do is give it a shot. No, no. Hey-ho, they're crying a lie. All they do is give it a shot.
J'ai envie de faire du son de club, d'écouter du son de club, me dire que le club c'est le mien. Ça me donne envie de danser devant les gens, devant les passants. Pourtant Dieu sait si je danse pas bien. Ça me donne envie de dire à tout le monde que j'ai peur de personne. Avec ce son j'irai casser même les couilles de Mike Tyson. Avec ce son je bombe le torse, j'arrête de respirer. Et j'ai la conviction que je peux le faire pendant tout le trajet. Avec ce son on fume la weed dans un cigare pour être de bonne humeur. On troque volontiers le scooter pour un Hummer. Très Snoop, Led Dog, Warren G, Tupac, Ludacris, Kenny et Biggie. Je les garde au fond de l'hypote pour toujours parce qu'on sait jamais. Si un relou était là au feu sur les quais, je lui dirais des chiffres en anglais pour faire peur et tout.
5703182, yo. Hey ho, they're crying a lie. All they do is give it a shot. No, no. Hey ho, they're crying a lie. All they do is give it a shot. Hey ho, they're crying a lie. All they do is give it a shot. No, no. Hey ho, they're crying a lie. All they do is give it a shot.
D'avoir les pieds dans des Adidas sans lacets. Zidane de la danse, baggy, casquette vissée. Les mains souillées par les bombes, saoulées par les cons. Colorer le monde sans le souci du bien fondé. Ignorer la mise, l'ego drip dans le sang. Coller des hello my name is par l'autre 500. Venir à 15 en studio alors qu'on est que deux à chanter. Et la pince sur le bédo parce qu'on est 15 à fumer. Mon trajet se termine, je descends du scoot. Je suis encore dans ce que j'imagine mais je croise un miroir en route. Et je vois que c'est moi devant 65 kilos d'handicapant, les cheveux orange. Coiffé n'importe comment, pas costaud non. Pas hip hop pour un sou quand même. Le cœur à 90 bpm en dessous du coup. Je remets les écouteurs et je chante plus fort. Si le ridicule tué, ça fait longtemps que je serais mort tu sais.
Hey ho, they're crying a lie. All they do is give it a shot. No, no. Hey ho, they're crying a lie. All they do is give it a shot. Hey ho, they're crying a lie. All they do is give it a shot. No, no. Hey ho, they're crying a lie. All they do is give it a shot.
Made a dream hold as I keep on talking on so much. I don't want to get no clean. I don't want to get no sober. I don't want to get no clean. I don't want to get no sober.
Pulsar.
Les étoiles en plus.
You're still on Radio Pulsar. Welcome to new listeners. It was Confession d'un rap addict. Justine, what are you going to tell us?
I will talk about being a woman using social media. As a woman, I use social media to connect with others and support causes I care about. I like social media, but sometimes there are problems. Some people can be mean online. I also feel under pressure to look like people I see online, even if it's not really me. There is a pressure to conform to unrealistic standards of beauty and perfection perpetrated by social media. Looking at curated feeds can make me feel bad about myself because I compare myself to the perfect images and personalities of others. It's a constant struggle to maintain authenticity and self-confidence in a landscape where filters and Facetune reign supreme. There is also a stark reality of digital inequality. Economic barriers prevent some from owning smartphones and computers, so some people cannot have social media. I think social media can be a force for good and help lift up voices that are often ignored. I hope for a future where online platforms promote kindness and make everyone feel accepted. People should feel free to be themselves without worrying about being judged.
And what's about your professional experience?
I'm a student in communication. For my master's degree, I'm on an internship in a communication agency. I work on social media. I get to use my computer and phone to help share cool stuff with people online. Sometimes it's a bit nerve-wracking because I want to do a good job and make my team proud. But mostly it's fun. I get to be creative, come up with ideas, and see them come to life on the internet. It's like I'm a part of a big puzzle, fitting together posts and pictures to make something awesome. Even when it's busy and there's a lot of things to do, I feel happy knowing I'm learning new things and being part of a team. And when people like or comment on what we've shared, it makes me feel really proud of the work we've done together. Working on social media for my internship is a cool adventure and I'm enjoying every moment of it.
Thank you, Justine, for this more global view of women in digital technology through social networks and your professional experience. Let's let Constance bring this column to close.
Thanks for your invitation. It's a pleasure to be here. So, as said before, I'm going to talk about the place and representation of women on streaming platforms. In recent years, the digital revolution has transformed the way movies are made, distributed, and consumed. This transformation has opened doors to a myriad of voices that were previously put aside. One of the most notable changes, the enhanced representation of women, both behind the camera and on screen. Digital technology has democratized the filmmaking process. Equipment that was really expensive before is now more accessible, allowing filmmakers to craft their stories with fewer barriers. Editing software, digital cameras, and even smartphones have become tools in the arsenal of today's directors and storytellers, empowering a wider array of creators to bring their visions to life. Enter the age of streaming platforms, a game changer for representation. Services like Netflix, Amazon Prime, Disney+, Canal, Hulu, etc. have disturbed traditional distribution channels, providing a platform for diverse content that might not find a home in mainstream cinemas. Those platforms often champion films directed by women or featuring strong female leads, offering audiences stories that reflect a broader spectrum of experiences. Consider the success of films like Lady Bird, directed by Greta Gerwig, and The Farewell by Lulu Wang. This film, among others, have not only received critical acclaim but also resonated with audiences worldwide thanks to the visibility offered by digital distribution. Such successes underscore the hunger for diverse narrative and the power of digital platforms to amplify voices that might otherwise be unheard. You may ask yourself, why does this matter? Representation in film is not just about equity, it's about enriching the tapestry of storytelling with different perspectives. When women are given the microphone, both literally and metaphorically, the stories we tell become more inclusive, more nuanced, and ultimately more reflective of the world around us. As we navigate the digital age, the film industry stands at a crossroads. The continued push for diversity and representation, especially for women's voices, will not only shape the future of filmmaking, but also influence the stories that define our time. The digital realm has opened new horizons for creation and distribution, challenging us to reimagine who gets to tell stories and how those stories are shared with the world.
Constance, from your perspective, how have recent TV shows and films shifted the portrayal of female characters and what impact does this have on society perception of women?
In recent years, TVs and movies have started showing female characters in a new light. We now see women as leaders, complicated bad guys, and heroes with many sides of them. This change can help fight old stereotypes and give us a broader view of women's role, making our stories richer and more interesting.
Clara, with your focus on women in podcasts, what are some obstacles they still face in this medium and how do they overcome them to create impactful content?
Despite the accessibility of podcasts, women still face significant barriers, like funding disparities and underrepresentation in top charts. Overcoming these obstacles involves a lot of things. You can build networks of support among women podcasters, advocate for equitable sponsorship opportunities, and encourage listeners to diversify their podcast consumption habits.
Okay, yes, there are still efforts to be made. Thank you to all our guests for speaking on this subject. To close our column today on women in digital, it's essential to recognize that every story shared, every challenge overcome, and every success celebrated represent not just an individual story, a victory, but a step towards a more inclusive and balanced future in digital world.
Women have played, are playing, and will continue to play a decisive role in the digital transformation of our society. Their perseverance, creativity, and leadership enrich the sector, bringing unique perspectives that are vital for innovation and progress. However, the figures remind us that the road to equal opportunities is still a long one.
Thanks for listening, and see you soon!